This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 341, and today we're going to be talking about you get what you tolerate. But before we begin, for those listening in the United States, a happy 4th of July, happy Independence Day, a day for celebrating our independence, although maybe some of us don't feel we're as independent as we should be. But regardless, it's a big 4th of July celebration coming up, fireworks, barbecue, family, parades, just a great, great time. But getting back to our topic of today is you get what you tolerate. Now, Tony Robbins talks about this a lot, as well as other personal development individuals and leaders. And even through, I was just reading an article recently in the military about they get what they tolerate. And this is meaning the sergeants, the first sergeants or whoever are getting what they tolerate in their team. But want to look at it from a more personal level. And this, all these topics we've been discussing, right? Adversity, victim mentality, responsibility, accountability, all of these things tie into you get what you tolerate. So if you look at your life is exactly where it should be based on your toleration. You're saying, hey, this is okay. And this is okay. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's good. But if you have set goals and you're not going after those goals, you're tolerating the results that you got. So my question is, how important are those goals? How important is the improvement, your personal improvement? How important is your financial improvement, your physique improvement? How important are all of those if all you are doing is simply tolerating the lousy results that you're getting? What does that say about you as an individual? You have so much more potential inside you. You have so much more capabilities inside you. But yet when we sit back and tolerate what we get, going, yeah, that's okay, we are playing small. Marianne Williamson had a great quote about that, about playing small does not serve the world. You are here to play big. And when you can raise that bar, yes, even if we're getting great success, we're tolerating that. So it's not necessarily that toleration is bad, but we also want to have the kind of the synonym of that is acceptance. When we can accept it, then, because acceptance is a choice, we can say, here's the results I'm getting. Do I tolerate it or do I accept it? And when you go, I don't accept it anymore. This is not acceptable to me. I am responsible for my life and I want better results. Then you will start taking different actions. If you, on the other hand, are tolerant, going, yeah, it's okay, it's a pain, but I'll do this instead. I'll do that instead. I'll find ways to pay the bills. I don't need that much money. I'll just go, eat hot dogs and macaroni for the rest of my life. That's tolerance. But when we can start to, and tolerance sometimes is based on this victim mentality that there's nothing I can do. So I have to tolerate the results, which we all know is BS. There is a lot you can do. So you don't have to tolerate. So if you change the word from tolerance to acceptance and ask yourself, do I accept this? No, I don't want to accept it. Great. Then don't tolerate it. Do something different with it. But if you look at it and going, do I want to accept this result? Yes, I do. Fantastic. Then that is a conscious decision on whatever the result is, that you are accepting it and you're taking responsibility and you're being accountable for that. When we tolerate it, it's kind of an unconscious way of going, yeah, it's good enough. I don't believe in myself. I can't do more. So I better tolerate this result because I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. I'm not. So tolerance is a really deflating energy. Where acceptance, we can take ownership of it. So when you start looking at the result, ask yourself, do I accept this result? Have I put in with the effort that I put in and I get this result? Do I accept it? And if you say no, great. Then go back and put in different effort. Put in more effort. Put in significantly different and more effort, and then get a different result and go, do I accept this now? Yes, I do. But if you sit back and just say, I tolerate this, this is okay, you are going to live a life of mediocrity. And I know if you're listening to this podcast, you are destined for more things. You are destined for more things than mediocrity. And because of that, you should not tolerate anything, but make a choice of accepting. Step into accountability, be responsible, and accept or do not accept the results that are coming into your life. When you can make that choice, then you have different actions that you can take. And when we have different actions, we are empowered. When we tolerate, we are disempowering ourselves. When we are choosing to accept or not, we are empowering ourselves. We are the warrior, not the victim. And when we choose not to accept a result, a circumstance, the way people treat us. This is another thing we've talked about, right? We teach people how to treat us. And if we tolerate people treating us lousy with disrespect, with insignificance, we are going to continue to get that. And that is a reflection of our self-worth, is how people treat us. When we don't allow it, we can be gentle with it, we can be kind, but we can be firm. And tell people that that is not acceptable. We are no longer tolerating it. We are not accepting it. And when we can tell people straight up that this is not acceptable, this is how I want to be treated, we're no longer tolerating it. And when you can start to dismiss how people treat you as, oh, this is just the way I am, I'm easygoing, it's no big deal. No, no, no. If you saw that same treatment to somebody else, would you think it's acceptable? Most likely not. So we're playing that victim role. We're playing small when we refuse to stand up for how we want to be treated, when we refuse to stand up for how we want to create our life, when we refuse to stand up in our own power to be able to create the life we want, a life of power, a life of purpose, a life of passion. That is what we should be after, and that's what we should be accepting and tolerate. Nothing less than excellence for you. Not perfection, but excellence. And when we can throw the word tolerant out and toleration out, then we are in our own life, we are then being able to move forward. Because if you look at it, if you're tolerating something, it's something you really don't want in the first place. You're just putting up with it. So why not look at it? Why not peel back the onion and discover the truth of what is it that you really don't like that you're tolerating? And then go, do I accept it? And then go, yes or no. And if you accept it, fine, then be done with it. Don't tolerate it anymore. Just embrace it fully. If you're having whatever lifestyle you have, once you can completely accept it, you'll be more at peace instead of tolerating it. So look at the results, look at your life, look at everything that's going on and say, am I tolerating this? If I'm tolerating it, what is it that is about this situation that is not correct, is annoying me, is not aligned with my beliefs and values? And when you find that, saying, can I accept it? And if you go, no, then don't tolerate it, don't accept it, make a change, do something different. And to help you with this, and what we're talking about is mental strength, right? We need to have that mental strength in order to accept or not accept what we want, in order to move forward with what we want, in order to stand up for ourselves and tell people how we want to be treated and teach them how we want to be treated. And the first step in developing mental strength would be going to my online program, and that is warriormindtraining.com. There you'll find Development of the Mental Strength of a Warrior online training with the book, with some assignments, and it will help you develop that core mental strength needed to reject tolerance and accept acceptance. That's pretty good. So what I'd like you to do is hop over there, take a look at it, join it. You get lifetime access. But even if you don't do that, look at your life. Are you tolerating or are you accepting? If you're tolerating, stop it and move to acceptance. Empower yourself, be the warrior, and make sure that you take the action and accept the results instead of tolerating them. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.